Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess. In the beginning, episode 8. In the beginning, episode 08. And we are talking now about time, because that is what we are discovering in Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1 is the scripture from where we are gleaning all that we are doing. So now let's go for Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That is King James Version. Then message, another version of the Bible says, first this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. Then Amplified Classic says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Beautiful. So we're talking about time. And we've gone into Einstein. We've gone into other. Why would you need Einstein? Because we realize that he is an icon. And what he talked about is so pivotal, in fundamental for scientists to study. And we realize that the things he was talking about, space, time, in the beginning means time, we say begin means start, so starting time, so time, space, then you see light, let there be light, and then distance, matter, motion, all these things are things that physicists have used all their lifetime, thousands of years to study. And amazingly, someone writing around almost 4,000 years ago was able to bring all these things that will be studied when I was talking about the creation of the world. That is something very important. It is something worth noting. So today I want to talk about what happened, because you said God created the heavens and the earth. And I want to quickly debunk something, because I also read it when we were growing up and we were reading the commentaries. There was something one commentator spoke about, talking about the pre-Adamic race, that there was a pre-Adamic race, because it was like, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and if the earth was not form and void, what happened with the earth to be without form and void? Because God will not create anything that is without form and void. Sounds logical, but when you look at the word in the beginning and you put what happened there, time began, you cannot tell me that before time began, there were an angelic race. There were dinosaurs. No. Because the beginning was when time began. And I've told you, when time began, then we have what we call matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. Then we have space. All these things, and then we have distance, motion, and all that, and then light came. So you see that it is not possible that there were angels who were with God before time began. If they are created beings, unless angels are not created beings, but if they are created beings, then there is a problem there. Then there is a serious problem there. Are angels created beings? That's the thing. If angels are created beings, then they are subject to time. Then it means that time acts on them. It means that they were part of what was created. And therefore, we'll say that before the beginning, only God was in existence. I mean, I've told you why I don't like saying in existence, because he's a self-existent one. So before creation happened, only God could be in that space. Only God could be in that area. Only God could be within. He was the only one who could function before time. Angels, if they are created beings, then There is nothing like a pre-Adamic nature, because the pre-Adamic beings, suppose that the angels fell. When they fell, then they became demons. Okay, so these are the pre, they were there before Adam. No, in the beginning, only God was there. So when it started, only God was. Angels were not. Angels came during creation. It's so obvious with that. So I am so glad that we're going in depth into this. And this is not even the reason why we're doing this. I will show you why we are looking at this creation story. Because when you get it, you get the rest of all that God's plan, intent, purposes, his perfect will. It becomes very easy for you. You are so blessed. Please come back for more and share the link with somebody.